So Mitzvah Shrichus Kavana. So what we started to discuss yesterday was that the word Kavana is a loaded word. It means different things in different contexts. The word Kavana does not always mean the same thing. So when it comes to the sugya of Mitzvah Shrichus Kavana, the word Kavana means that you intend to fulfill the mitzvah. So we saw yesterday, I think, right, we saw the Reb Chaim yesterday, right? Reb Chaim Tefillah. Reb Tefillah, you have other meanings of the word Kavana. So I just want to go through a couple of other meanings of the word Kavana and then get into how we paskin on this issue of Mitzvah Shrichus Kavana or Mitzvah Sein Shrichus Kavana. So first of all, in terms of the other definitions of Kavana, the Mishnah Berurah writes in a few different places, but most famously, I think, in Tafrei Shchafei, when he talks about the halachas of sukkah, so Mishnah Berurah writes that a person, when he sits in sukkah, should bedavka have kavana when he's sitting in sukkah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to sit in sukkah, zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim, and zeichel to the anani akavah, that when sitting in sukkah, you should remember why you're sitting in sukkah. The dafka by the mitzvah of sukkah, there's apparently not just kavana that I'm doing the will of Hashem, that I'm in this hut because God wants me to be in this hut. No, there's a higher level kavana that's necessary. What's that higher level kavana? Why am I doing this mitzvah? What's the purpose of this mitzvah? What am I accomplishing with this mitzvah? So that the Mishnah Berurah says in a few places. He writes it in Siman Samach when it comes to Kriya Shema. He writes it in Siman Chaf Hei when it comes to Tefillin, that a person should realize that it's L'man Tia Torah Hashem Meficha K'biyar Chazaka Otziyacha Hashem Tuxam Yitzrayim B'yar Chazaka. And he writes in Hilchos Sukkah. And the Hilchos Sukkah one is the most important in my life. Following see, this is a lesson in putting things back in the right place. The tour in Siman Tafrei Shchaf Hei writes as follows, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah is based on. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't make things up on his own. So the tour writes, Basukas teishu shivas yamim l'man yedu dor seichem ki basukas v'shafti es b'nei Yisrael. Torah didn't make that up. That's a pasuk. You have to sit in sukkah l'man yedu dor seichem, so future generations will know that Klal Yisrael sat in sukkos v'otzios v'meretz Mitzrayim. So Tala Kas of Mitzvah Sukkah B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mitzvah Sukkah relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chein Harbe Mitzvos, and a lot of Mitzvos relate to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lefishu Davar Shereinu Be'enenu Baznenu Shamanu. This is something we saw with our own eyes. We heard with our own ears. Ve'ein Adam Yachal Lahachishenu, and no one can contradict it. Vehu Hamora Alamitas Mitzias Habori Yisala Shubara Kol Ritzono. And this teaches us about the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He made everything. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything with His will. Vua shelo akoch v'memshal v'yicholus bel yonim tachtonim lasos ben kirtzano. And Hashem has the ability to do whatever He wants because He is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc. And then he goes on to say, why do we do this? He says, v'asukos sh'omer akosuf sh'oshivenu behem, the sukos that the Torah tells me that we sat in when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, heim anane kvodo. Doesn't really mean sukos, it means anane akavod. She'kifanu behem lebal yaka osanu shar v'shemesh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with so that we wouldn't be affected by the climate. So as a way of making like a makeshift anane akavod, we build sukkos to protect us from the elements, to protect us from whatever's around us. Good, that's what the Torah says. Now is that so pashut that that's what the pasuk means when it says keep a sukkos ashafti, that it's referring to the anane akavod? So it's not so pashut. That's actually machlokas in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph and machlokas Tanayim, whether the sukkos that we sit in are a commemoration to the anane akavod or are they a commemoration to Sukkos Mamish. But the Torah paskins, it's a zecher to the Anani HaKavod. Good, he paskins what the zecher is for, what we're supposed to be remembering when we sit in Sukkos. Says the Bach on the spot, Ika lemeidak bedivir Rabbeinu, she'in ze midarko b'chiburo. He says, this is a very unusual way for the Torah to be speaking. What kind of sefer is the Torah? It's a halacha sefer. The Torah tells me what I need to do. Halachas farm are always focused on how to behave, what to do. What is the Torah telling me? what the reason for the mitzvah is. It's machlokas tanaim. Why do we do this mitzvah? Why do we sit in sukkah? So the Torah says, oh, you should know, I paskin that the reason for the mitzvah is because anani akavon. So levara kavana l'shum mikra shabatara, to explain what the what a pshat is in a pasuk that has nothing to do with halacha. Kilo barak livsok hora'ah, o lahoras minag. The Torah's job is to give a hora'ah, to tell us a minag. Upo herich levar v'lidrosh hamikra. And now he's darshing a pasuk, the pesukos teshvu. So says the Bach, v'yirali lomar b'zeh, shesover dekivan dechsiv, leman yedu doroseichem ki pasukos hashafti. That specifically by sukkah, the pasuk says, not just to sit in sukkah, but the pasuk says, sit in sukkah, L'man yedu doroseichem, so that future generations will know about the sukkos that I sat you in the midbar. So says the Bach, therefore, lo kiyem a mitzvah kitikuna im lo yoda kavonas mitzvah sasukkah kifi pashta. One is not yotze the mitzvah of sukkah properly if he doesn't have in mind what that L'man yedu doroseichem is. If the Torah tells me the purpose of the mitzvah is to have that recognition, I need to know what it is I am supposed to recognize. So the Torah has to paskin for me, what is it that we're supposed to recognize? Are we supposed to recognize Sukkos Mamish, or are we supposed to recognize Anani HaKavod? So that's why the Torah paskins this. So it's based on that Bach, that comment of the Bach, that the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you got to remember why you're sitting in Sukkos, so you should remember the Anani HaKavod, you should remember the Sukkos Mamish, remember it all as we're sitting in Sukkos. So here we see that at least by certain mitzvahs, where there is a lema'an, leman yedu, leman tizkor, whenever there's a lema'an attached to the mitzvah, that you're doing it for this reason, so then there's an additional level of kavana that's required. Not just kavana that I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, not like we had kavana b'tfila that I know that I'm standing in front of Hashem, or kavana of Pirush HaMilim, or right, all these different types of kavana. A different type of kavana for the purpose of the mitzvah, for the reason of the mitzvah. That's what emerges from the Bach, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is really quoting. Now, is this kavana ma'akev? So from the Bach, it sounds pretty strong. The only way to get the mitzvah kitikuna is with this kavana. Mishnah Berurah backs it up a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that certainly it's not ma'akev, it's only the lechatchila to have this kavana, it's not the b'dieved, as opposed to, let's say, kavana that I'm doing the will of Hashem. General mitzvah strix kavana kind of kavana. If you hold mitzvah strix kavana, then it's ma'akev, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah without that level of kavana. So that's another level of kavana, another type of kavana. One other type of kavana that's worthy of discussion is a kavana that became popularized with the Hasidic movement. The kavana of l'shem yichud kutshu brichu, whatever that means, meaning some type of kavana that when we do a mitzvah, we're affecting something in the olamos ha'elyonim and the malachim, and you're being mitzari things, and the olamos are being created and destroyed based on our actions. Like, do you have to have deep kavanos, those kinds of kavanos, or is it even a maila to have those kinds of kavanos when one does a mitzvah? So there is a very well-known tshuva of the Nodav Yehuda, where someone asked the Nodav Yehuda, someone who is apparently it was apparently unversed in the machlokas between Hasidim and Misnagdim, or at least was not well versed in which side the Nodav Yehuda fell out in that machlokas between Hasidim and Misnagdim. Nodav Yehuda was a very big Misnagdim. Next to the Gra, he was like as big as the king. He was a very, very big Misnagdim. So Nodav Yehuda was asked, Nyardesim, Sadi Gimel, Madura Kama. Someone said, Dear Rabbi Landau, what exactly is the proper nusach of the L'shem Yichud prayer? How should you say L'shem Yichud? So the Yehuda says, first of all, you're asking the wrong question. The question is not what's the nusach of L'shem Yichud. The question is, should you say L'shem Yichud? And the answer is, to the question that you didn't ask that you should have asked, the answer is, no! It's a horrible illness that people have in this generation, that they think they know everything, that it's all a bunch of gaiva, which is remarkable that he assumed Hasidus was associated with, he associated Hasidus with gaiva. Which is why is that remarkable? Because if you know a little bit about the history of Hasidus, one of the tenets of Hasidus that it was built on was the fact that because the Torah world in general had emphasized Talmud Torah to such an extent, and given such cover to Talmidei Chacham, that Talmud Chacham is what it's all about, Talmud Torah is what it's all about, we had gotten to a point where Rabbanim were getting up in shul and darshaning twice a year, Shabbos Gadol, Shabbos Shuva, and it was, as Rabbi Rosenzweig Sr. told me and told us in our Jewish history class in Yeshiva University, it was intellectual pyrotechnics that they were engaged in. It was just way above everybody's head. And everyone felt like an idiot. Everyone sitting there felt like just a complete moron, listening to the rabbi speaking way, way above them. And the Hasidic movement was born out of frustration with that system, where most people were Amoratzim, they felt like 2 cents, and the Talmidei Chacham were the ones that were the only ones that knew anything. So the Hasidim started emphasizing, Echad Amar Ba VeEchad Amar Amiru B'Vat SheYichavid Li B'Lashamayim. It's a Gemara. You do a lot, you do a little, but the Hasidim made that their motto, their credo. They would say a story. If you have 2 people that are next door neighbors to each other, one guy learns 10 hours a day, but he really has a few extra hours in the day to learn beyond that, but he only learns 10 hours a day. Then you have another guy who barely scrapes by making a living, works very hard all day, comes home, his mom is about to collapse of exhaustion, and he finds 5 minutes, 10 minutes to learn before his body just gives out and he collapses of exhaustion. Who's getting a better place in Olam Haba? So that was one of the stories the Hasidim would say, is that clearly the second guy is getting a better place in Olam Haba. It's not about how much you learn, it's not about how big a Talmid Chacham you are, it's a B'vat She'Chavi Li B'Lashmayim. So the whole idea was that everyone is equal in the eyes of Hashem. Like, that was the whole concept of Hasidus. So it's interesting that the argument that Nadavid goes with against the Hasidim is a bunch of Balei Gaiva. What do you mean a bunch of Balei Gaiva? Their whole point is that they're all equal. But he says no, because why are they Balei Gaiva? He says it's Gaiva because anyone who's going to introduce new practices and new ideas in Judaism that previously have not been known to the Jewish people, that's Gaiva. It's Gaiva to suggest that we have something to add that hasn't been part of Jewish practice for all these years. So he says these are people, and what are these practices? To say these Kabbalistic prayers as if I know what's going on up in Shemayim and what the Malachim are doing and what's going on in heaven. He says that the people are going to get up to say in this generation, they're going to say Li Niftachu Shari Shemayim, that for me the gates of heaven were opened up. Who am I? Why would the gates of heaven be opened up for me? A chutzpah, he says, to say such a thing. And he says, you know what it used to be? You know what people used to do in the old days? They used to learn, have Kol Yameyam Amelim B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. They'd be learning all day. They were involved in actual Torah, in actual mitzvahs. That's what people used to be involved in today, instead of Torah mitzvahs. And that's also another very pointed attack on Hasidim, because one of the major attacks was that they weren't so into Torah. They de-emphasized how important it was to be Talmud Chacham, and more emphasized the spiritual elevation and singing and these kinds of things. So they de-emphasized how important it was to be Talmud Chacham. That's the part that hurt the Nadav Yehuda and the Gra so much, that how could you de-emphasize Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is life. Talmud Torah is everything. That's the, and it's hard also. It's not easy to be a Talmud Chacham. A person has to work very, very hard for many years to become a real legitimate Talmud Chacham. So can you imagine if you tell everybody as they're starting to struggle with Gemara? I know you're struggling, but you should know it doesn't really matter. Like, if you're successful, not successful, you try your best and everything will be okay. Just have Liba L'Shamayim and all will be okay. So the Groth thought that was a recipe for the destruction of Klal Yisrael. You're going to tell people at the early stages where it's always a struggle. And you can tell them it doesn't really matter, then who's going to want it? Who's going to go through such a struggle? No one's going to want it. You're never going to have Talmid Chacham anymore. So it happens to be that it didn't quite work out that way. So there were some sects of Hasidim that produced phenomenal Talmid Chacham. And now the Hasidic world learns every bit as much as the Litvish world learns, if not more. So it's it didn't quite work out historically that way. But anyway, so Nadav Yehuda says this L'Shem Yichud prayer, it's Chadash Mikarav Bahu, it's a new thing, this new fangled thing that all these people think they could come up with. And he has this famous line. He says, Ani Omer Yesharim Darkei Hashem, the ways of God are Yashar, Tzadikim Yelchubam, the righteous go in those ways. And how does the pasuk really end? Pasuk ends, Uposhim Yukashlu Bahem. What does he say? Tzadikim Yelchubam, V'chasidim Yukashlu Bahem. he changes the word poshim for chasidim. The chasidim are nichshal in the ways of God. When they put out one of the early printings of the Nevi Yehuda, the printer changed it back to poshim. He thought this was too much. He said it's one thing to attack the chasidim, but to mamish change the word poshim in the pasuk to chasidim, that's very hard. So one of the printers apparently changed it. Now in the Bar Ilan, they changed it back to the way the Nevi Yehuda originally meant it. The story goes that they told the Nevi Yehuda that the printer changed it out from chasidim back to poshim. He said, I'm such a tzaddik. I turned the poshim into chasidim. He turned the chasidim into poshim. The printer turned the chasidim into poshim. So I did a better job. But anyway, so the Nevi Yehuda says, that type of kavana is an irrelevant kavana. That's not an important kavana. What's the taina? Why would one say l'shem yichud? So he says, the raya that they brought was from the Gemara at the beginning of Masech Zvachim. The Gemara at the beginning of Masech Zvachim says that a get, when a person makes a get, writes a get, he has to say beferish that he's writing it l'shem gerushin. And also by a neder, he has to be motzi besfasav. He has to actually verbalize the lishma element. So that's the raya. They want to say that you should have to say l'shem yichud, that it's not good enough to just have kavana, but the kavana needs to be verbalized, just like a get would need to be verbalized, just like a neder would need to be verbalized. That's their taina. So says Nod Yehuda, mimakum shevi raya mishamusti rasa. The place where they're bringing the raya, that's the ultimate raya against them. That's the ultimate raya against them. Why? Because what the Gemara over there says is there's a difference between Isha and Kachim. Isha, stamalav legerishin omedes. The reason why, by a get Isha, you have to actually verbalize it, is because we don't assume an Isha's omedes legerishin. You don't say, like the natural progression of a woman's life is, she's born, and she grows up, and she gets her first Barbie doll, and she goes to school, and she has a bas mitzvah, and then she goes to high school, and then she gets married, and then she gets divorced. No, you don't, that's not part of, the progression of life. An Isha's not stama legerishin. It does happen, people get divorced sometimes, but you don't assume a stam Isha is legerishin omedes. That's not, so you have to verbalize when you're going to do something that's out of the norm. That's beyond what's normal. But kachim, stamal ksherim, stamal lishma nomdim. So kachim are stamal lishma, says Nod Yehuda. Mitzvos are like kachim, it's not like an isha. Mitzvos are stama. They're stama l'shem shemayim. Of course you intend to have l'shem shemayim. It's not something that needs to be verbalized. And he says, what about nedarim? He says, nedarim is certainly not a raya, because nedarim is the whole thing is verbal. That's the whole concept of nedarim, is to make some sort of verbal declaration. So he says, I would say kal v'chomer the other way. If by kachim, where you're definitely doing a mitzvah, v'feirish l'shma, still... he says, "Avshav vade mitzvah shiyasa beferush l'shma, k'mosha amru kizvachum sham l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach, afilu hachi itanu asanu beizdin de lolema l'shmo, dilma asi l'meimar shalol l'shmo, v'ayinu shalol yomar v'lo yachshov afilu belibo." If by kachim the Chazal say, "Dafka, don't use the word l'shma, don't say that you're doing l'shma, lest you say the wrong thing." So by mitzvahs also, you shouldn't have to say that you're doing l'shem yichud, that it's l'shma, l'shem this or l'shem that. You shouldn't have to say it. Good. What other taina might there be? So he says the other taina that there might be is that in general, whenever we do anything, in order to make a purposeful action, in order to do something in a way that expresses that we're really serious about it, that we really mean it, that this is an action that really is of great value, so it's best to do the action b'machshava, b'maisa, and b'dibur. So when we do a mitzvah, maisa mitzvah, so that's the maisa. The machshava is mitzvah shrichas kavana, right? So that's the machshava of the mitzvah. But where is the dibur? You need dibur also. A lot of times people, when they talk to themselves, to psych themselves up, they'll talk to themselves. Why do they talk to themselves to psych themselves? Because it helps them focus. Right? You'll be sitting there learning late at night and no one's around, and you find yourself spacing out, thinking about who knows what. And then you're like, okay, focus, focus, focus. Why do you say those words? Why do you have to tell yourself to focus? Can't you just think that you should focus? Now, sometimes words help you focus when you actually tell yourself to focus. Like, come on, get it together. You know, so that you give yourself whatever pep talk you give yourself, but the talk helps. You listen to a pep talk that you give to yourself. So giving that dibur element may be critical to the mitzvah. Says Nadav Yehuda, I agree. I'm totally on board that dibur is critical to proper focus of the mitzvah. I just don't think those words should be l'shem yichud. I think those words should be Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos V'Tzivanu, whatever mitzvah. That's the dibur, meaning we have it. Chazal thought of it. They came up with the idea of Birchas HaMitzvah specifically to address that issue, so that you will have dibur associated. He says, that's great. That's great if you're doing a mitzvah that involves a Birchas HaMitzvah. What if you're doing the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, or the mitzvah of tzedakah, or the any other mitzvah that doesn't involve a Birchas HaMitzvah? So where's your dibur going to be? So he says, "V'kol davar shein bracha lefaneha, ani nohig lomar b'fi, hinini osa davar zeh l'kayim mitzvahs bori, u'bazeh dai ve'in tzarech yoseh." He says, "My minhag is that before I do a mitzvah, before I give tzedakah, I say a little hinini muchan that I'm doing this l'kayim mitzvahs bori."
What?
They do both, right? So what do we do? They have the L'shem Yichud printed in the Siddur, followed by the Hinni Muchan. So the Hinni Muchan is the nod to the nod of Yehuda, but the L'shem Yichud is the nod to the Chassidim. So who? What's the difference? Hinni Muchan, the Kaimus is Bori, is Mitzvah Shrich's Kavana. That kind of Kavana. It's Kavana that I'm doing what God asked me to do. L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu is some type of L'shema Kavana. It's some type of higher level Kavana. It's not just I'm doing this because God asked me to do it.
According to that Das and the mitzvahs don't have brachos. So why do they print the Tzarim that they have brachos?
Because Chassidim did it by everything.
No.
I think Chassidim would do that also. They probably
why is it printed if nobody did it?
Probably Chassidim said it also, I'm saying. Even by mitzvahs that Nah, the Hinni Muchan is not a chiddush to say I'm prepared to do a mitzvah. And he says that's enough. That's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything beyond that. So we've seen so many different types of kavana over here, right? We've seen, but what's important to keep in mind is that real kavanas, when we say mitzvah shiks kavana, kavanas hamitzvah means kavana that I'm doing this for Hashem, and that's it. You don't need to have any kavana beyond that. It happens to be by tefillah, where there are words associated, and there's the concept of misasik, that if you don't even realize Roman Tanei Makom, that it can be misasik. Okay, so it gets a little trickier in terms of the kavanas there. Could be by sukkah, that we have a higher level kavana that's recommended, but kavana samitzvah generally just means that I'm doing this because God told me to do it, and that's my motivation in doing it. Good. Yeah. Okay. There's no Birch Samitzvah benching. Right? There's no Birch Samitzvah benching. So what?
He sings a song.
He sings a song? Al Naras Bavel also?
I was only with him on Shabbos. I only remember him singing on Shabbos.
So. Is he Shir Malos and then Hinni Muchan?
I don't know which came
first. But he does all Hinni Muchan. Interesting. Okay.
He definitely did
Al-Nar's
level the other week.
Right. Okay. Now, how do we pask in terms of Mr. Shrich's Kavana or Mr. Saint Shrich's Kavana? So first of all, Kuftes Vavamir Aleph tells us we already saw. Right? What did Tosa say? Tosa says that when Rav Chista says in our Gemara that when you're eating the lettuce as your karpas, and then again you eat the lettuce weiter later on as the marar, so the first time you say Baruch Pi Adama and Alachilas marar, because you can't say Alachilas marar later on if you already ate a whole bunch of marar earlier, you can't say it. So what did Tosa say? That Rav Chista must hold like Rish Lakish, that Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, and still and that's what we were pointing out yesterday, that even though he holds Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, he holds that it wasn't a total waste to eat the maror the first time, meaning that still counts as a partial kiyum mitzvah. Otherwise, how would you be able to say a birchas mitzvah on it? But you are able to say birchas mitzvah on it, even though mitzvah shrichas kavanah. But Tosfos clearly works with the assumption that the Amoraim over here assume that mitzvah shrichas kavanah. Yeah.
I don't remember which sugi we did this in. Maybe Kavilas, maybe, or I don't remember which sugi we did it. But when we have a case where, what's the big deal if we do it again? You know, what's the big deal? It's not, we take 2 seconds to do it.
So by Seba.
Yeah, Seba.
Right, that's what we have.
Seba, yeah, Seba. So why don't we apply that? I'm going back yesterday, the conversation yesterday we had about why isn't it one big mice? Not one big mice, though. Why don't we say that you're yotzei both karpas and you're both yotzei, you're both at the same time, you would say, at the first time. And then after, when you do mara later, what's the big deal? You eat mara, what's the big deal? You make 2 brachos earlier, and they're high both mitzvahs. So
but Tosfos holds mitzvahs shrichas kavanah. So maybe that's why you're not yet
serious. That's why you make 2 brachos before. You say, yeah, I'm having kavanah for both mitzvahs.
Oh, that you actually have kavanah during the karpas?
Yeah, because if according to Chissa, you'd make the bracha both brachos before. Maybe he holds mitzvahs shrichas kavanah because that's why you have made 2 brachos before.
No, because it doesn't seem that it would be wise to have kavanah l'shem marah during karpas. It's out of place. You would want to have the marah specifically in the part of the seder. Seder, what does seder mean? Seder means order. That everything's supposed to be done, everything's supposed to be slotted in the right place. Well, it follows the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos tell us seder. Because that's the same seder we have in terms of the Mishnayos, right? Follows the order of the Mishnayos.
So it doesn't make sense to say that he was in the time both at the same time?
I don't think so.
Not especially because it's the Bidya Vakish problem.
Right, where you only have letters.
The skeleton mitzvah doesn't sit well.
I know. It doesn't sit well with me either. I think Pashtus is not that way. Like we saw, the Adwe Tal says it's a Das Yachid. And all the other Rishonim assume there's no such thing as a skeleton mitzvah. It's either a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah. All the other Rishonim hold it. Mitzvah is just kavanah, and you don't have kavanah. So you didn't get a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. The Tosfos in Masech HaSukkah talks about when you pick up a lulav, the Gemara has a concept, mida'agbe nafakbe. But the second you pick up a lulav, you've already been yotzei the mitzvah. So the Gemara over there says, Amar Baik Shahavchu, how do you make a bracha over las yasan on lulav if the second you pick up? So the Gemara raises this problem. How do you make a bracha on lulav? What are you going to do? So the Gemara says, you can't make the bracha before you pick it up because then it's too far removed. It's over the over, which is, to me, I never really understood that. Why? Why is it so far removed? It's like,
you should hold it down.
It's right there.
Hold it on the table and make the bracha. And then
I'm saying, it's right there. You can just grab it and pick it up. But for some reason, the Lord says, nah, you can't do that. Right, that we hold the food in our hand before. Yeah, but, so, okay, the Lord assumes that we can't do that. So you can't just leave it on the table and then make the bracha. So the Lord says, all right, here's what you do. You pick up the dalet minim and have one of them upside down. Have your we do the esrog upside down. The Gemara says, or your lula, whatever, whichever one you want to have upside down. And then after you say the bracha, immediately flip it over. So Frek Tosfos, why do you have to say kishahavcha? Why don't you just say that you're not having kavanah for the mitzvah until after you say the bracha? So pick it up regularly. Don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Say the bracha and then change your mind. Then have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Won't that be over las yasa? What? So says Tosfos. Let's look at the Tosfos. Midi Israq l'shunei hachi. From the fact that he has to say kishahavcha, this is in source number 15. Mashma desvirulei de mitzvasein shrichas kavana. Sounds like it's mitzvasein shrichas kavana. Da kaya motzi l'rishasarab mahasam in shayich miskavin. That's this called kamad l'birich. Because it was talking about a case where you're carrying it outside and certainly not having kavana for the mitzvah. Va'udari ba'ulchitul baki l'ilmod. It says v'tema the besofru based in damar of mitzvah saying shichas kavana come also by abay tuva v'shem abay kibla minei. Says it's strange because in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah where Rava says mitzvah saying shichas kavana abaye attacks it all over the place. What do you mean mitzvah saying shichas kavana? Shenit kavana. So maybe ultimately abaye accepted Rava's position that mitzvah saying shichas kavana. So from this Tosfos, what's Tosfos telling us? That we know there's a machlokas Abaye and Rava where the mitzvah shrichas kavanah, mitzvah saying shrichas kavanah. Tosfos says, I'm going to tell you that Abaye ultimately was moda than mitzvah saying shrichas kavanah, which means both Abaye and Rava hold mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavanah. So from this Tosfos, you get the impression that how are we going to pass in the mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. Now the idea of why not just say that we're talking about a case where you didn't have kavana. So Tosus deals with this in a few places in Shas also, meaning it could be that the Gemara didn't want to say that you're not having kavana because maybe the Gemara holds mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana and you would get the mitzvah anyway. But even then, Tosus points out, you still could have had a better hechitim, so a better way to not get the mitzvah when you pick it up. Even if you have mitzvah saying shrichas kavana, if you have kavana specifically that you don't want the mitzvah, no one's forcing the mitzvah on you. Kavana, Tosus assumes, kavana hefeches, kavana that I specifically don't want the mitzvah, should be enough to take away the kiyuma mitzvah. That's what Tosus says. So again, so from Tosus Maseches Pesachim, mitzvah shrichas kavana. From Tosus Maseches Sukkah, mitzvah sein shrichas kavana. And then we have some chilukim, some rishonim that are mechalik between different types of mitzvahs. Take a look, for example, in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, source number 17. Right? Says Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Amnum Rabbeinu Haigon Zechron Levrach Vaharbe Minam Farshim Pasku the mitzvahs Einon Shrichas Kavana. That there are many Rishonim that hold mitzvahs Ein Shrichas Kavana. V'kasha lehem Davlon Neimer Shav Pishon Eskavim Levarich Al Sheikha Mitchila Kibin Shinasa Mitzvah Yatza V'amailov Shita. Well, according to that group of Rishonim, we should say that even if you didn't intend to make a bracha on the beer first, once the mitzvah is done, you're ready yotzei. So why is the nibay the lifshita? So what's he asking? So in order to understand what Rabbi Yonah is talking about, it's important to see the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara Maseches Brachos is the first source in this packet. Have you guys seen this Gemara? Yeah, a little bit. So let's just go over it quickly. The Gemara says, if you're holding a kasa de chamra, you're holding a cup of wine in your hand, and you thought that it was beer, what's the difference? What bracha are you going to make? Are you going to make a bar piyag afra, or are you going to make a shakal? Right? So you thought it was beer. And you started making a bracha thinking that it was beer, so you said, bracha tashem al kerem al chlam, thinking you're going to say shakal niya bedvara. But shakal niya bedvara would be the wrong bracha. And then you look down at the cup and you see, oh my gosh, it's wine. So you finish off the bracha properly. You're yotze. Dinami im amar shakol niyabedvaro yotze. Why are you yotze? Because even if you would have finished off wrongly, you would still be yotze. Because shakol niyabedvaro works on everything. Good? But what if it's the reverse? It's frankly Gemara. If you're holding a kasa de shichra biyadeh, you're holding a cup of beer in your hand, where the proper bracha is shakol. You thought you were holding wine in your hand. So you started saying Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, thinking you're going to say Baruch Pri Hagafen. Then you look down and you're like, oh my God, it's beer. So you finish the bracha off, Shakol Niya Bedvaro. My! What's the din? Do we say that your Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam was the wrong Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam because you were thinking wine and it was really beer, right? That was the case? You were thinking wine and it was really beer. Or do we say, no, all's well that ends well. You said it right at the end, so it's all good. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Nibay the leaf shita. The Gemara is not poshet the shayla. So it says, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, in the name of Rabbeinu Haigon, that you have to say mitzvahs, that many Rishonim say mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. You don't even need kavana for a mitzvah. So he says, wait a second. So then, what does it matter that you had the wrong kavana when you were making the right bracha? The Gemara leaves it as an unanswered question. If I had the wrong kavana for the first half of a bracha, and I said the right bracha, I said all the right words, I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shakol Niya Bedvaro, and it was beer, so it was the right bracha. But when I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, the first half of the bracha, I was thinking about wine, I was thinking about Baruch Pri Hagafen. Who cares what I was thinking about? Mitzvah Sein Svichas Kavana. If you hold Mitzvah Sein Svichas Kavana, who cares what I'm thinking about? So he says, V'yeshlomar da'afilu misha sover the Mitzvah Sein Svichas Kavana, ha'ni mili b'davar sheyesh bo maisa, critical klal of Rabbeinu Yonah. When do we say Mitzvah Sein Svichas Kavana, if we say it at all? That's only when there's a maisa mitzvah and there's kavana for the mitzvah. So when your maisa is perfect and the only problem is with your kavana, we say, okay, no big deal. We're willing to look past the kavana, mitzvah sein shrichas kavana. But when there is no maisa mitzvah at all, when the entire mitzvah is tuluya ba'amira bilvad, the entire mitzvah is all about words, then you definitely need kavana. Sha'amiri hi belev. Ukshena mechavin ba'amira ve'inos ha'maisa nimtza k'mishlo ha'sashum davar me'a mitzvahs. Meaning, in order to get the mitzvah, you need something. So if there's no maisa, and the amira is kavana connected, the amira is much more connected to kavana, and you didn't have kavana, you are left with nothing. Interesting chiddush. What's the svara? I mean, one could have argued that akima svasav havi maisa, that words are a maisa. What's the maisa mitzvah of lulav? Is to pick up a lulav. What's the maisa mitzvah of saying a bracha? Is to say the words. Kavana is in my head by both of them. But they both have a maisa mitzvah. Why is he assuming that amira is not a maisa mitzvah? Why is he assuming that kavana is more critical when the only maisa is words? Why make that assumption?
It's more critical when it's only words? Because isn't there a lacha that
If you're not hearing, it makes you not hearing.
Good.
But you're saying a bracha. You're actually talking. So why is that not considered a maisa?
I mean, in general, why is it something different about speech than maisa is that when you speak, you can mean something else. It's like when you do something, you did it. Like there's nothing.
The significance of words is in what you mean by the words. Words alone are insignificant. If you were to say gibberish, so you're doing the. You know, as far as a maisa, it's the same action that you're doing when you're reciting something extraordinarily intelligent. But why is one speech viewed as gibberish and the other as something extraordinarily intelligent? Because one has purpose and thought behind it, the other one doesn't. An action is an action. If you swing a baseball bat and you hit a ball over the fence, so it doesn't matter how smart you are, what your kavanas were, whatever, you did the action. No, you did it. It's the same action no matter what. Words are driven by kavana. Words are driven by meaning. Similar a little bit to what we saw in Rav Chaim yesterday. If I'm talking and I don't even realize that I'm talking to somebody, so then the talking isn't talking. If I'm davening and I don't even realize that I'm talking to Hashem, so then I'm not davening. Because the whole definition of the action is that I mean something by this. If I don't mean anything by it, well, then it's not a word at all. So he says, words are kavana driven. So maybe that's why dafka by words we would hold mitzvah shrix kavana. By word, speech oriented mitzvahs that you need kavana. But action oriented mitzvahs you don't need kavana. So that's one possible chiluk.
Is it possible, like, you know someone Jewish, but like, they're not religious at all, they're still Jewish.
Yeah.
So, like, to just ask them, like, can you just, like, give this little extra to someone for me? Like, so you can give it to him, like, pass it to him? Like, it would be Yotzei HaMitzvah.
If Yol Mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavana, he'd be Yotzei HaMitzvah. Yeah. If Yol Mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavana.
Probably, isn't it lucky you can't make a bracha with not a clear mind? I mean, like, if it's inappropriate thoughts in your head or not as a bracha, so that's what the Chabad should do, is just give it to, not from you, it's a Mamela, just know, now just give it to the Mamela to a Jew, not make a bracha at all. So that would work.
Will it work? If you
he would still get the mitzvah without the bracha.
Yeah.
Right, so I mean, that's what they should do.
Yeah, yeah.
To the bracha.
Right.
Kavana.
If you hold Mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavana. Now, if you tell, even if you hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, just tell him that we're doing this for God. And he'll have in mind that he's doing it for God. Because you just told him. The Kesef Mishnah, source number 16, also suggests a chiluk. I'm going to have to stop here because I'm almost falling in the face. But the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know, I'm like, I slept 4 hours last night. I'm like, totally out of it. But the Kesef Mishnah, I'm very, like, I'm not good with a little sleep. I don't do well with it. But the Kesef Mishnah makes another chiluk between food-oriented mitzvahs and non-food-oriented mitzvahs. It's a Pesach connection. So take you owe it to yourselves to take a look at that Kesef Mishnah at some point, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. And then, you know, hopefully, I don't know when we're going to have Shiri. I think next week they want to do Pesach Shiri all week through Kamenetsky. We'll see. We'll see if we're able to get that. Owe it to yourself.